Since taking office, President Trump has steadily rolled back environmental regulations and attacked renewable energy. First, it was LED light bulbs, then low-flow toilets. His latest target? Wind turbines. Here he is over the weekend.
They're noisy. They kill the birds. You want to see a bird graveyard? You just go. Take a look. A bird graveyard? Go under a windmill someday. You'll see more birds than you've ever seen ever in your life.
Tolu Olorunipa is a White House reporter for The Washington Post. And Tolu, what can you make of the president's latest tirade against wind energy?
It's hard to say exactly what is agitating the president so much about wind turbines, but it does seem to fit a pattern in which the president is not very much a fan of energy efficient technology, everything from wind energy to solar panels to low flow toilets.
Yep.
He's talked about all of those things in a negative light, and he's not a big believer in, you know, climate change and trying to reduce carbon emissions. And he seems to see the negative side of all of these different things. And his administration just put forward a new rule allowing for the energy burning light bulbs to stay on the market instead of being phased out and replaced with new, more energy efficient light bulbs.
Yeah, the Trump administration says these rollbacks are about safety and consumer choice. You've done a lot of reporting on this. Most of the time, though, it appears to be that it's the president citing his personal opinion. But what arguments have they given to this? I mean, I've heard him speak. He was just speaking in Michigan, where he was saying that women are complaining that they have to run their dishwashers multiple times, talking about those energy efficient products. And really what it sounds like is he's saying that these energy efficient products aren't as good as the old products that we used to use.
That's exactly right. And he's basing a lot of this on personal experience. He said, you know, he's heard that toilets have to be flushed 10 or 15 times because of low flush technology that saves energy, saves water. His administration is studying some of these issues. And in some cases, they're saying that consumers should have the ability to choose if they want to use more energy efficient products, or if they want to use products that are more old fashioned and may use up more energy. But for whatever reason, the consumer may want those products. We do see his administration trying to sort of put a more professional spin on the president's own personal opinions about these technologies. And it is in line with a lot of conservative ideology that the government shouldn't tell people what they should buy or what they shouldn't buy. Democrats, on the other hand, say that, you know, in order to save the planet, we need to all be in line with protecting the planet from greenhouse gases and reducing inefficient technologies that have been used in the past and replacing them with more efficient technologies that are being brought online now.
Yeah. Also earlier this year, the president revoked California's authority to set vehicle emission standards above federal standards. And what was the logic behind that?
Well, it's one of the multiple areas where the president just has wanted to roll back some of the standards that have been put in place by President Obama and the Obama administration. The Trump administration says that those standards are too restrictive, that they don't allow consumers to have enough choice, that they're going to increase the cost of cars and make it harder for people to afford vehicles that could be safer if they were more affordable. It doesn't seem like the car companies want it because they've restricted this, but because the Trump administration is pushing very hard to repeal as many of the environmental regulations that were put in place by the Obama administration, they are going to push forward.
When you look at all of these regulation rollbacks and the president's science skepticism, what do you see as the long-term impacts?
Yeah, it's a big impact in terms of the legitimacy of this overall effort to reduce carbon emissions. If the president of the United States is saying this is not a big deal, then it makes it much harder to have a global response, to have people, everyday people, taking actions on the local level and in their individual lives to conserve energy. There is a long-term impact, and it sort of filters through the economy with people making decisions that may be less energy efficient, in part because they have not heard from the president that this is something that they need to focus on.
That's Tolu Olorunipa, White House reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.